Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Nigeria has produced some of the finest table tennis players on the African continent and even in the world. While many might not remember Bose Kafo, Yomi Bankole, Babatunde Obisanya, the names of Haruna Kodri, Segun Toriola and Funke Oshonaike must ring a bell. These players are some of the most decorated and accomplished Nigerian sportsmen and women of all time, and worthy ambassadors of our great country. And recently, Oshonaike showed just why Nigeria's sports program is a hugely talented behemoth, waiting painfully for so long to be awakened. At the age of 41 and a veteran of 6 Olympic Games, Oshonaike defeated Africa's number one player, Dina Meshref of Egypt, to reclaim her African women's single table tennis title. It was an incredible feat recorded in harsh circumstances, one that shamed Ministry of Youth and Sports and so-called stakeholders, and enshrined Oshonaike as one of Nigeria and Africa's greatest athletes of all time. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we will be revisiting Funke Oshonaike's amazing feat in Agadir, Morocco over the weekend, where she became Africa's number one table tennis player again. My name is Yemi Ogunseyin. Let's take a quick break and we will return with the program proper. Twenty-four years after winning the African title, Nigeria's Funke Oshonaike overcame massive odds to beat Africa's number one player, Dina Meshref of Egypt, to win the IWTF Africa Senior Championships in Morocco. Prior to that loss, Meshref had been unbeaten for 2 years and had dominated the continent. Oshonaike's feat was incredible considering the fact that she paid her way to the tournament after the Nigerian Table Tennis Federation and the Ministry of Youth and Sports were unable to fund the travel plans of the national table tennis team. We managed to get Funke Oshonaike's reaction after the amazing feat.
This is Sports Planet.
Congratulations, Funke. 24 years after your first title, what does this mean to you?
Oh my God, it means a lot after a very, very long time. You know, Dina has been dominating table tennis. You know, I never expected it. So, like, I'm just very happy. It's just like a dream that I never even dreamt about it. So, it's a dream that I never dreamt. I'm winning it. I'm simply like, I'm actually dreaming. So, it feels so, so very good.
So, how do you think this victory can inspire the younger table tennis players coming up behind you?
The young ones. Don't give up. A lot of things, history is happening in Nigeria right now. I know a lot of them are desperate, a lot of them are frustrated. But please don't give up. Just keep doing it. No matter what, you are really going to get there one day. If you have the talent, forget about what the coaches are doing or what Nigeria is doing to you. Just be focused, be disciplined, love what you are doing, enjoy what you are doing, and surely you will get there. Even especially the girls that are distracted. Let me tell you one thing, if you make mistakes, you are married or you have babies or whatever, you can still be what you want to be. Don't let anybody talk you down. Don't let anybody stop you from achieving your dreams.
How would you describe the revival of sorts that table tennis has received under the leadership of the Eniton Oshodi-led board? And what message do you have for potential sponsors?
In fact, I'm so happy to have him heading the board of table tennis as a president of table tennis. Because if not for him, I think what is happening right now will not be happening. If not for the father, he actually still believes in me. I won't declare him because he's actually the one that says, okay, come on, you can still do it. If not for him, I wanted to show him this hour before. But I just want to thank him for his word of encouragement, for everything that he has been doing in table tennis. You understand? And please, we're still asking for more. Like I keep telling people, he cannot do it alone. The ministry should work more. We need more sponsors. We need to take table tennis back the way it used to be. And if that one can be, I'm very, very sure that we'll get our glory back from the Egyptians.
After more than 2 decades competing for Nigeria, winning multiple medals along the way, including 2 African titles, are you looking to retire anytime soon?
Like I keep telling people, I'm not going to stop playing until I can see anybody that can beat Funke Oshonaike. Until I'm sure that the girls are ready, you know, to take over. If they're not ready to take over, I'm ready to actually keep on doing it for my country. My family and my children are not disturbing me. They love me to play. Sometimes I really feel tired because I'm doing a lot. It's like I'm every woman. But then my dream is somebody that is better to take over from Funke Oshunayi. Then I will train the two, then I can go and rest.
That was newly crowned African table tennis champion Funke Oshunayi. Meanwhile, our compatriot Aruna Kadri has been nominated by the International Table Tennis Federation for the 2016 Male Table Tennis Star and Star Point Award, which will hold at the 2016 IWTF Star Awards in Doha, Qatar on 8 December 2016. Nigeria's Aruna Kadri is Africa's first ever Olympic quarterfinalist and the highest ranked African table tennis player of all time.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at this time. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments on Twitter or just follow me at your boy Don Chichi. YOBOYDONCHICHI. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily. Visit www.completesportsnigeria.com and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. Before we go, let's tell you that thousands of amateur football players played on turf covering an unexploded German bomb from the Second World War. The bomb was discovered in April 1995, which meant that the 4,000 people who lived in Portland, Dorset had to be evacuated while technicians spent several hours disabling the weapon. Let's also tell you that two people once broke into Rotherham's main stadium before digging up and stealing the penalty spots at either end as a Christmas prank. The pair used small shovels to quickly dig up the spot marks before making a hasty exit. The pair pleaded guilty and were charged with robbery by the authorities. Charged for stealing penalty spots? I mean, what on earth were those chaps trying to do with penalty spots? Sell them or dash them out as Christmas gifts? Only God knows though. And on behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Yemi Ogunseyin, wishing you all a fantastic evening.